and welcome to my podcast. Today, I want to talk about something we all love, social media. We have to admit it has become a new habit of ours to absorb ourselves with social media and technology. And that habit's okay, but there's a catch that comes with it. It's something that not many people think about or pay attention to, so listen closely and attentively. Have you ever been on Google and been a little creeped out by the way they almost perfectly match what you would like to type? Or perhaps one day you were searching online about how to eat healthy and mysteriously saw an ad on Facebook for a diet plan later on. It happens to almost all of us, and oftentimes it's just unsettling. So let's discuss why this is happening. These apps essentially know you just as well as you know yourself. By signing up for their app, they collect numerous amounts of data about you, from your searches to your online activity, through your every move. You would think they can only know what you decide to post or write to the public, yet unfortunately, these social media companies are continuously collecting your data and can see a lot more than you would expect. Surprisingly, apps collecting our data is not even the worst part. It's the fact that our personal data is shared to so many others, besides the app that we originally signed up for. Companies actually make money by collecting and selling it to other social media companies and organizations, like the United States government. Your data is shared and passed around so carelessly from person to person, and it can very likely start to put you at many unfair disadvantages in life. For instance, imagine data Facebook collected about you gets into the hands of people who have no good intentions. They could simply take advantage of the fact that they know so much personal stuff about you and try to manipulate your opinions. They may not care about showing you what's true, but only what they want you to hear to get you to buy into what they are advertising or promoting. You can now be living in a world of manipulation and misinformation. Now imagine that your data collected through Google was handed over to the United States government. What happens if the government sees you are searching about Al-Qaeda and decided to put you on some type of watch list that penalizes you and inhibits you from doing things in the future? They are ultimately taking your data and wrongly using it against you. All of these are possibilities when it comes to companies collecting and sharing our data. Social media quickly turns from a tool that we use to aid us in life to a place where we feel constantly watched. Individuals' privacy and personal information through technology are becoming an issue as they are now more than ever becoming something we can't control. It's no longer a fear of solely criminals seeing your information, but the apps and companies themselves. And it's all because they decided to collect our valuable data and make some money off of it. This is Celia Bono, and thank you for tuning in to my podcast. Thank you.